Welcome to the Tip TV Mining Show, brought to you by
Blythe Way and Barrett Olbar.
Gives me great pleasure, as always, city legend in his own lunch hour. Is that fair to say? Mr. Charlie Gibson, head of research for the mining sector at Edison.
Thank you very much. I'd like to think it wasn't just lunchtime.
Breakfast, evening meals.
Cocktails, sherry in the morning.
Wonderful. And the occasional night out with myself and Sergio. Rude. Right, we've got five slides to kick off the show with. Let's go to the first one, Charlie. Commodity prices performance, the one-week factor. Wow, oil outperforming.
Yeah, absolutely, which is an unusual one. Oil has had a difficult time, but it seems to be one of those weeks where all the trends we've seen in the last few weeks have all reversed. So I think this is a bit of, you know, it's a bit of a reaction against the war. So, for example, recently we've had platinum, palladium and nickel have all been on a bit of a tear. And suddenly, now I was reading for the chartists amongst you, and I'm sure Zach will have a comment, that platinum has formed a shooting star pattern.
Which is negative in Japanese candlesticks.
Absolutely. So perhaps that's the reason why platinum has come off. I don't know whether it's profit-taking, but certainly what you noticed since the last show, certainly though that little trio have definitely seen some profit-taking. Prices have gone down. Gold is in a relatively good place, but leading the pack, as you see, are those which have been having a harder time recently. So oil is noticeably up there. Hard coking coal, which actually hasn't had too bad a year, but it certainly had a very good week. Uranium is still somewhere in the middle of the pack, and silver, which has been leading the pack year to date and actually still is, that's actually seen a few price declines and a bit of profit taking.
Copper and so Fagasta reported this week. Did you get a chance to look at the headline numbers? A
couple of companies reporting, and one today, BHP Billiton reporting, and certainly Anto Fagasta was saying that they're going to bring in the production guidance for the full year. They're probably going to come in the lower end of the range. Now, that dovetails, interestingly enough, with Citigroup saying that we've had this story for a while, well, actually almost since the beginning of the year, that there's going to be this copper supply wave which is going to hit the market. And Citigroup suddenly standing up and saying, well, actually, we don't see that. So BHP Billiton, who I mentioned their results today, in fact, and if you look at the leaderboard, all the miners are amongst the leaders today. You've got BHP Billiton, you've got Antofagasta, which are the two leaders in the FTSE 100 today, but you've also got your Anglo Americans, you've also got your Randgold Resources. So it's a good day for miners generally. BHP Billiton, good set of results, but interestingly, the chief executive, Andrew McKenzie, he was quite upbeat, quite noticeably about oil and copper were the two areas, you know, of BHP's entire suite of metals and minerals that it produces, and oils. The two that he was relatively upbeat about were oil and copper as well. So another reason...
Well, we had David Buick on the Tip TV live show at 10 a.m. and he was talking about pay packets, and that was highlighted. That he'd rewarded himself $12 million over the last couple of years. Let's move on to this.
Actually, I would have said that was probably, you know, if you remember what things were like during the boom years, $12 million seems... not wholly it doesn't seem excessive by the standards of some of the other.
I won't comment on that. Let's move on.
Surely the chief executive of Tip TV owns that sort of thing. He deserves to.
Right.
Could I just say?
Slide two, commodity price performance year to date. Give me a couple of headlines.
Look, actually, I mean, not many changes, to be honest. I mean, you know, we see platinum and gold, I suppose, you know, they're sort of changing places in the middle there. But otherwise, actually, silver's still the leader. Zinc is still in number two. Interestingly, iron ore still holding in number three position. One of those where, actually, Andrew McKenzie, again, he did see risks on the iron ore side. And Morgan Stanley coming out today and saying they're seeing $40. Iron ore is trading at about $60 per tonne at the moment. He's seeing, Morgan Stanley are predicting $40 a tonne by the end of this year. The Chinese are reported to be stepping up efforts to reduce overcapacity in steel, in their domestic steel and their domestic coal. Obviously, that doesn't augur well for iron ore. But that uncertainty, but notwithstanding that, iron ore still, year to date, is one of the better performers.
One question, silver. What's the main use in manufacturing?
Two things silver is useful. Now, in the old days, I would have said it was jewellery and it used to be black and white photography. Now, it tends to be jewellery, and then you've got a whole host of modern uses which have come in to take over from black and white photography, which obviously, to all intents and purposes, doesn't exist anymore, apart from my box brownie camera.
Yep.
I might say I have.
I'm sure there's a few interesting pictures there.
Yes, they are. They're all in black and white, but still, they're still there. And of course, you can't be hacked as well on a box brownie.
Boom, boom.
But you know, it tends to be microbial functions. So silver, you'll quite often on fridges now, you'll see a little silver patch, and that is a bactericide. But they also use it for surgeons' implements, in bandages at a tiny micro level, and also in electronics. Silver is the best conducting of all the metals in the periodic table. It's better than copper. The only reason they don't use it in those power lines is because obviously it would be much too expensive compared to copper. But for pure conductance, you ought to. And in fact, even conducts better than gold. So those are the two main functions, as microbial and it's an electronic. Though all those photovoltaic cells, any advanced high-end electronics where you need good conductivity is bound to have silver.
Silver. Okay, let's move swiftly on to the leaders and laggards. 3 days total returns. Antos, as discussed, numbers this week.
Yeah, so interesting to note that you see that Antofagasta, copper producer, Grupo Mexica, Mexico copper producer as well. So those showing, if you like, maybe a bit of a rebound, I suppose, in sentiment towards copper. Cameco, that's recovering. It was amongst the biggest fallers last week. Recovering now. China Hongqiao, the second week in a row where that has been amongst the risers. So, and then you know, a lot of well-known names actually, both amongst the leaders and the laggards at the moment. But noticeably, I suppose, well, Royal Gold, which is a streaming company, just among some quite well-known gold names. Anglo Gold Ashanti is who also had their second quarter results out. But that's, you know, giving up some of the games. Kinross giving up some of its games as well. Royal Gold giving up some of those games. Rio Tinto, I suppose. Interesting that on a day when Rio is up 3%, that Rio should be. I know this is over 3 days, but Rio seems to be giving up a little bit. I suppose not much, just 2%. But you know, there is a bit of a contrast between those two names in that respect.
Understood. Let's move swiftly on to the next slide. The news flow.
Lots of results. I suppose there you are, Anglo Gold. You see the net debt, down 4% to 2.1 billion. Obuasi, which is the old Ashanti mine in Ghana, taking up just a little bit of investors' minds, I suppose. There is this problem they have with what they call Galamsey miners, who come down usually the ventilation shafts and then do their own mining, which of course in a underground mine. And Obuasi is underground enough; it's not at the level of a Wits basin mine, but it's deep enough where that will cause problems. Not only will it cause your engineers problems, but if you run into them, they're sometimes not always that friendly either. Right. So that seems to be exercising minds a little bit amongst investors at the moment. Anglo-American also in the news. Political, of course, South Africa. It's known that they're looking to sell certain platinum businesses, but the report in the press is that they're coming under a lot of pressure to sell, probably not only the bits they want to sell, but also some of the other bits as well, which they might not want to sell. This is an interesting story, Intra Energy, that's come up a couple of times about Tanzania banning coal imports. Not surprisingly, anyone who owns a coal mine or has any coal mining operations in Tanzania is wildly enthusiastic about this. So Intra Energy was the one that I picked out in this particular case. But also, news, Hummingbird raising money. Ausdrill, which is a contractor, but awarded a contract for more work at Perth. So there is investment into the sector. B2 Gold raising $100 million for Kola and also for its feasibility at Kiaka. So there is investment going to the sector and it is being deployed as well.
Right, let's wrap up the last slide as if by magic.
Well, that's more news flows. And I suppose Cardinal Resources just, they've been drilling on this project called Namdini, and it has been confirmed, according to their MD, that it's a major new discovery. A bit of exploration news from Berry Gold in Australia, 18 metres at 3 grams a tonne at their project in the Congo. I just picked out this Pangolin Diamonds, appointed Gareth Penny as non-executive chairman, but he an ex-De Beers man.
So right.
That will
that's
be
encouraging.
A small company. I mean, that's quite a feather in their cap, I think, to attract him. Harmony, talking about their full year earnings, expected to be 180 to 200% higher than last year. Ivanhoe in South Africa expecting to start sinking its second shaft at Platreef next year. So a lot of news, and BHP, there you are. I mean, if you want to read, you know, what the media are saying generally is it's a record net loss, and of course, but if you strip out all of those, all of the impairments, the non-cash impairments, actually they made an underlying profit, which is bang in line with analysts' expectations, and the shares rallying 3%.
Charlie Gibson, always a pleasure. Head of Mining Edison. This was Tip TV Mining, brought to you by...
By the way, Beredolba.
Well done. Thank you for your time. Right, let's take a very quick break, and then we'll be straight back. Thank you.